silence now is still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now. Welcome to the Monday edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'll be here for the next 2 solid hours with 2 great interviews. And I'm going to get to my guest after this short segment here. I have Nuri Rivera on, the wife of Father Alberto Rivera, who we know as the priest who was killed by the Vatican Jesuit Order, New World Order, and for trying to tell the truth about the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order. So we'll get to her right after this short segment. In the second hour, Jonathan Levy is with me, the attorney from fighting a federal case in San Francisco regarding a genocide in Croatia. So this should be a good 2 hours. You know something, on my website, you can go to www.arcticbeacon.com and you can get some really hard-hitting stories. And today I have a story on my website called Corruption in Vatican and Jesuit Order Revealed in the Almanac of Evil. And listen to this one. United with True Christians, Muslims, and Jews, a Sydney-based philosopher and futurist, Frank O'Collins, has authored a quasi-legal document called The Almanac of Evil, pinning the Vatican hierarchy, including the Jesuit Order, with a litany of serious crimes violating international treaties and international law. The charges include, but are not limited to, prostitution, drug trafficking, prohibited narcotics, money laundering, murder, political assassination, fraud, pedophile rings, institutional incest, arms trade, as well as crimes against humanity, including but not restricted to genocide, sadistic torture, germ warfare, ritual and satanic murder and cannibalism, child slavery, general slavery, and wholesale destruction and suppression of human history, knowledge, and wisdom. Now, that's a battery of crimes that have been going on for centuries under the cloak of, under the cover of darkness. I tell you what, you got to go to this website. I'll give it out later. It's the Almanac of Evil. And in this particular article, I list the charges that are leveled against the Vatican from 1800 to 1900. About a week ago, I put a story in that leveled the charges from 1900 to the year 2000. But if you want to read about lost history, if you really want to find out what's happening and how they have covered up what's really going on in this country today, this is a good source. And I might add, Frank O'Collins, who is the author of this, along with a group of, like I said, Muslims, Christians, and Jews. He's a Sydney-based philosopher. He's going to be with us tomorrow from Sydney, Australia, talking about this, and he's got quite a past. So we'll be back with my guest, Nuri Rivera, right after this break.
Attention, attention,
you there?
Everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called
WristEase,
the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists.
Chris.
Sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine.
Hello.
Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad
Chris.
Flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go.
Chris.
WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can
Hello.
Get WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Learn about the new discoveries
you there?
Of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Walk till peace has come.
Okay, we're back for our first segment in the Investigative Journal, and before I get to my guest, Nuri Rivera, this is going to be a great interview, and folks, I know you're going to want to listen to her story, because it's the story of how a good man, a good former priest in the Catholic Church, was assassinated for his beliefs, for trying to tell the truth, for trying to do only one thing, and that is to lead a good life and to alert people of how the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order really have taken over our country. And like I said at the break, tomorrow, the corruption in the Vatican and Jesuit order revealed in the Almanac of Evil. So you got to come and listen tomorrow morning. I have Franco Collins on from Sydney, Australia, and he's authored the Almanac of Evil, listing the crimes of the Vatican back to the beginning of time. It's really interesting, and I've listed on my website the series of charges leveled by him from 1800 to 1900. On my website at arcticbeacon.com, you can also listen, read the charges that were leveled against the Vatican from 1900 through 2000 in the Almanac of Evil. And this goes hand in hand with my guest, Nuri Rivera. She's the wife of Father Alberto Rivera. After Father Alberto Rivera left the Vatican, he was married to Nuri, and she knows the whole story. Nuri, how are you today?
Oh, fine, yourself. Very happy for this opportunity. Not only the Lord, but you give it to us to explain a little bit about the truth, because not too many programs, they take the challenges. This is a challenge to give the world the truth, because today the truth is hiding, very hiding, concerning about what is going on between religion and Christianity.
You know, that's a very good statement you made. The truth is hiding.
Yes.
You're so right. And they did, you know, regarding your husband, Father Alberto Rivera, the one question, and I've had this verified from numerous sources, one including a former archbishop from Guatemala, Gerard Bouffard.
Yes.
Gerard, he has been on my show many times. And let me tell you the story. He told, and I asked him a question. I said, you know, the propaganda spread about Alberto was he was never a Jesuit priest. And that's categorically false, said Archbishop Bouffard. And he explained that. Also, they had a campaign against your husband to just keep him quiet. Tell us about that. He was a Jesuit priest, wasn't he?
Well, sir, let me explain to you. You cannot go to the devil and ask for Jesus Christ. He's going to deny Jesus Christ.
Right.
And this has happened today with many Christians. They going to the wrong person to ask about Alberto Rivera. But they not read what Alberto Rivera wrote in those seven books and more books. If he only the common sense... Only the common sense can working. You don't need the Bible. You need, you say your common sense. They say, how in the whole world this man gonna know so much if he's never be a priest?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and Father Bouffard had verified he was a Jesuit priest.
Well, Gerald Bouffard working very close to me, and we are many crusaders, and Gerald Bouffard is a bishop, to receive the order directly from the Vatican to murder Alberto.
Did you know, Nuri, that when after Archbishop Bouffard was on my show, he was contacted by some hidden members of the Catholic Church and was warned never to come on my show again?
Mm-hmm.
I called Bishop Bouffard, and he said he's not going to adhere to that, and he's going to constantly tell the truth. Because he was an insider, just like your husband.
Yeah, but let me... You know what happened with Martin Luther, you know? Martin Luther coming with the reformer, how they discredit Martin Luther, okay? And now, by the year 2000, 30 years ago, nobody in America exposed the truth like Alberto Rivera did it.
Right.
Immediately, Double Cross, Godfather, and then the seven book appear. Everybody coming to talk about Catholic. But 30 years ago, was totally silent about Catholic.
Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jesuit priest put a lot of money to use it, even a big evangelistic, American evangelistic, to welcome them and give it too much money to them to back up in the big crusade. Okay?
Now, yeah, go ahead.
They expose a lot of money because the Vatican had the money to do this, to buy everybody. Okay? And they expose a lot of money to big evangelistic and say, okay, it's okay to be a Catholic. You know, if it's okay to be a Catholic, let me tell you, it's okay to be homosexuality. It's okay to be lesbian. It's okay to be adultery. It's okay to be witchcraft. Because this is everything what involves a Roman Catholic.
Right.
But today, sir, the Roman Catholics, they are sick and tired to their own religion. You see what's happening in New York. How many churches they closed in New York in the past, in the last month? Seven so-called churches because people, they not attend them no more.
Yeah.
The Catholics, they are very sick and tired. And this is a very good time, sir. And praise the Lord for you. If the persecution coming, accept like we accept. Immediately my husband, God called my husband. It's going to be now 10 years ago. The Vatican tried to destroy me. Because
they want to make asylum
with me.
They've tried to destroy you too?
Yeah, they persecute me very, very strong. They come into my house several times. 5 years ago, they planned to big car accident to me. I also will be paralyzed. You know, it's not very easy to do the issue that we do with the Vatican, because Vatican have several power just here in America, economy and political power.
Yeah, and it's just amazing to me how many Americans, well, it's not amazing, they have a propaganda campaign that's kept the truth from Americans.
Yes.
And what they want to do is to always blame other people. And so they will have you believe that it's the Zionist movement that's behind this at the top. They will have you believe that it's all the banksters, all the politicians. But when you really see what they've done with how they've orchestrated a takeover of the world religions and the governments, your husband's story is the one that they wanted to keep quiet. And that's why I believe, through the evidence that I've collected over the years, that he was murdered by them. What do you think?
Well, 100%, sir. What's happening now, I cannot talk too much about that, because I'm going to publish very soon everything in Alberto biography. Because, you know, I had to move it 3 times from California, from Tulsa, and now here in Orlando, because they attacked me. They went to my house. They opened my house. They're looking for documents. They're looking for a Bible that I have. The General Jesuit Pedro Arrupe gave it to my husband, and I have this Bible from me from 1545 to prove, by that time, the Bible never carried the apocryphal book.
Right, and so they've tried to come into your home, steal
No, they come in several times.
They come into your home.
Yeah, they damage my car. They make a note in my house. They call me witch woman. They call me you never. You know, it's very easy, very, very difficult to fight with the Vatican, because today you have the government enjoying marriage with the Vatican.
Yeah, that's the way that, you know, and it's very, very interesting, you know, that if this wasn't a true story, if your husband wasn't trying to tell the truth,
why would they kill him so much?
Right, and why do they persecute you? Why would they try to kill you? Why would they come into your home if they weren't trying to hide something? So Americans
out there. If this is a liar... at the
right.
devil, you know, nobody, I don't care when somebody lies about me, but when somebody tells the truth about me, I really care. And you know, sir, there's several books from Alberto to the prophet is the book, the note from the reform and Protestant bringing more Catholic people out of the so-called church at the Alberto series.
Right. And
this is why they really hurt, you know, because they know they lose. But let's go back 29 years ago when Alberto coming. Nobody speak about homosexuality. It's not true?
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
totally hiding homosexuality and Catholic priesthood. Well, today you have every day in the news homosexuality, gay activity, and nobody say nothing. But 29 years ago, even so-called Christian attacked my husband because my husband published that book with the truth. We have to come out of her. Sometimes people coming out of the Catholic system, but the brain is still in the Catholic system.
Yeah, it you know, as the facts start to come out now because of things like 9/11 and other terrorist acts, we're starting to get at the truth, and many people are starting to listen to you. And I'm so sorry that they've persecuted you, and you're very brave to come on. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with Nuri Rivera, the wife of former Jesuit priest Alberto Rivera. Back in 3 minutes.
Lose the love I knew, safely leave me.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, we're back. Investigative Journal, and my guest is Nuri Rivera, and she's the wife of former Jesuit priest Alberto Rivera, who tried to blew the whistle on the Vatican crimes. And Nuri, we're going to get in the second half hour today. I also am going to have you back for a part two interview. So don't worry, we won't be able.
The many time that you want to get me, I'm totally available for everybody. I'm totally available for everybody that want to expose the truth like you. But if you give me the opportunity for me to give you my address, if the people want to continue to have communication with me, I can give you my P.O. Box.
Okay, why don't we do that right now, and you give out your P.O. Box so people can contact you.
Yes, it's a P.O. Box. P.O. Box 391137, P.O. Box 391137, Deltona, Florida, 32739, telephone 386-574-5604, 386-574-5604. I can continue to give you more information if you very interested. Let me explain to you, brother, something that we love Catholic. We
right.
really love Catholic. Why we do it, what we do it is because we want to see them freedom, a bondage, a religion, and men's manipulation.
Yeah, and that's a good point that people need to know, that you love Catholics.
Yeah,
you
I was one of them.
Really, what's happening?
Sir, I was one of them. I raised Catholic, and let me tell you what. I had to see my father pass away without salvation, trusting in 7 sacraments, but not trusting in the Lord. And this is why my life is surrendering to go to the world and preach the gospel and tell the people it's not man working, it's God saving people.
Yeah, isn't it true? I got a couple of minutes here. Is it true that some people came to your home after your husband was killed and asked to find out where his grave site was?
Oh, yes, sir. They want to take my husband's body to the Vatican because they call the primato from the Vatican to my home to challenge me and say that I had to give it to them, Alberto's body, because they deny. You see the inconsistent of the devil?
Yes.
They deny that he never be a Jesuit priest. And why they want his body when he was dead?
Right. So why would they want his bones?
They want his bones because they live about that, about death person. They don't live about resurrection. They live about dead person because they are dead. They are totally dead religion.
That's just sick. You know, that's
very
a sick,
sick
group of
sir.
People. That then, and probably what they wanted to do is bring his bones down into the catacombs there,
yes.
where they just worship death. Correct?
Yeah, because they say a priest is ordained according to Melchizedek forever and ever and ever. And you know, when they ordain a priest, they say, you are another Christ. They say in Latin, you is alter Christus, which means is you are another Christ. And because they believe, each priest, Jesuit or whatever or ordination is, they have, if they listen to me, they know that I talk the truth. Each priest is have to believe that there is Christ in air. But
right.
if we're going to the book of Matthew 24, Jesus already prophesied and say, if somebody say this Christ here or there, you better not believe.
Yeah, now your husband, we're going to get into his story in the next half hour. Last couple of things. What is your message to Americans who still have no idea what's happening? And sometimes they hear things like this, and they just can't believe this to be true. What is your message? Because you know it is. You've seen it. You've been persecuted by them, and your husband has been killed. What would you tell Americans? How do you try to approach people who are very, very skeptical and basically still consider this to be religious bigotry, which is not, because I say the Vatican is not a religious organization only. They are very much more than that. Go ahead.
They're a system. Well, my message for the world, include United States, which I really love, because this is my identity. I was born in Dominican Republic, but I come in 50 years ago to be American citizen, in which I really love, and I really love Catholic, but my love is to tell the truth, no hiding the truth to them, because you never have a love to no one if you don't tell the truth. The truth makes you free. And what I want, my message to the Catholic, the Vatican don't have what we have. The Vatican don't have the power of the Holy Spirit. They have the political power, and they have economic power, which they buy a government and president. And like here in the United States, they put a million, a million, a million of dollars to try to convince the believer, the truly Christian believer, that they are a Christian too. This is not
okay,
true.
Okay, Mary, hold that thought. I'm going to take a short break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back with the second hour, Investigative Journal, second half hour, I might say. I'm Greg Szymanski, the host. I'll be here from 11 to 1 Central Time every day, Monday through Friday, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And one program note, I want to mention that you can now go back to rbnlive.com and get the live internet feed. And also, I'm on satellite around the world and on shortwave at 12.180, trying to get the truth across. Because, you know, Nuri, you know this as well as I do. The Vatican has so much control, and Americans just can't see it because they've been told a different story. History has been hidden. Your husband's story has been hidden. And, you know, what I'm getting at here is that they even control what you believe and what you think.
They try, if you allow to them. Let me tell you, sir, because what's happening is here in the United States, many preach, big evangelists, they are blind too. They are totally blind because they are controlled totally by the Vatican. I'm not going to mention some name because they know who is the one to participate with the Vatican. Sir, the Vatican don't have a problem with preach a miracle. They have a big problem when you preach against the doctrine of evil. You know? And mm-hmm. I preach against the doctrine of evil because Catholics, they have to know if you don't fulfill the seven sacrament, which the Vatican say is the only channel to be saved, you are anathema.
Right.
They really don't know their own doctrine. What I want, if you consider a, the people can call me and we can send the Crucero or Alberto, and they're going to see, we have a video, we have a many things, and they can see exactly what happened with the Vatican, what is the Vatican plot to destroy United States, to destroy this great nation that God gave it to us. And today, wherever you go, you find the image, idolatry, because the devil tried to destroy us. And they use it. You know what are they use? They use immigration to destroy United States.
Right.
And very tough issue. But they use immigration to come in from South America, because 99% of them, they are Roman Catholic. And that's why they are in favor against immigration, against to fulfill the law, to back out all the illegal people here, because they know illegal people, they are totally 100% Roman Catholic.
Right, and they're easily manipulated and easily led. So what you're seeing is a destruction of the American middle class.
Totally. You see that lady in New York, that Spanish lady, that she hiding in one church?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, it's a Spanish lady. Now for more than 5 months, she hiding in one church because she supposed to leave the country, and she now live in that church, the Presbyterian church, and that in that church, they bring an image, they bring a Mary, they bring the Guadalupana, they bring all the idols to protect that woman against the law. You cannot, and I say, I'm an immigrant, I'm a Spaniard, but you cannot trespass the law at the government, because if you trespass the law at the government, you trespass God's law.
Right. Now let's get back to your husband. Your husband was educated, became a Jesuit priest. He was from Spain. He worked closely.
Yes, 7 years old. The parent gave it to him when he was 7 years old to the Catholic priesthood.
And he worked in the Vatican, inside the Vatican, and because of his education, because of his intelligence, he was given an assignment in America. Tell us about what he did here, what his jobs were.
Yeah, they assigned him to come in America to try to infiltrate the church, to try to destroy the church, infiltrate the early Christian and like the charismatic movement was created.
The Protestant, Baptist churches, Protestant churches.
Everybody. Like today. This working, evil working, that's why my husband preaching with so much passion, because in the past, when he was a Jesuit priest, he damaged too many churches. We infiltrate and try to infiltrate them and try to make them to believe the Catholic is a Christian like us. You see?
Yeah. But when did he do that? How did he do the? What was his? I know that one of his assignments was to take people and to take priests, pastors, and then try to get rid of them and use women to do that. Correct?
Oh yeah, like they changed his name. He never used Father Alberto. They changed only Alberto. They never know that he was a Jesuit priest. He dressed like a normal person when he's coming. He go to a church. He be very friendly with the pastor, and he be a member to that church. And later they looking for a woman and create a woman to go and have an affair with the pastor and discredit the church.
Right, and then they could say that the pastor was having an affair raping a woman.
The pastor having an affair, and immediately they break the church and everybody vandalized it, and nobody believe more in that pastor, and they go back to the Catholic tradition. This is why they're working for many, many, many years. They tried to destroy many our reformer, And they do it to me, and they do it to Alberto. This is why Alberto always travel with me and travel with my family. They do it this in Canada. Alberto was in Quebec, Canada, in Alberta, Canada, in one hotel. And that time I was very sick and home, and he traveled alone. When he finished to preach and he went to the hotel, a woman was in the room. Wait for him.
And so he also told you, and he learned, and I've read some of his books, that he had inside knowledge that they also infiltrate governments like this.
Totally,
correct?
100%. You know, but the first man to surrender, one of the first men to surrender here to the Vatican was Jimmy Carter, the president, Jimmy Carter. You remember that he kissed the ring of the Pope.
Right.
And Jimmy Carter was teaching in churches, in Baptist church, and he is the welcome Jimmy Carter. What about Ronald Reagan? Ronald Reagan went to the Vatican and surrendered the entire government to the beast, because Paul John II is the white beast, the witch riding, and the four horsemen.
Yeah, and see, people don't understand. I'm going to say something here that I know for a fact from people I've talked to. Until you understand that the Vatican is not good, but the hierarchy is evil, and their goal is to take over, like Rome, the whole world, and they have the resources to do it, they're very wealthy. People don't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
But what they do is not only will they, and to make this very simple, they will infiltrate the American government, which they have. They've infiltrated the Israeli government. They've infiltrated
all over the world, sir. Do you see now that we have in our government, homosexuality government?
Yeah.
And they don't fear no more because they have the religion back out then, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't fear isolate. They know it's a bishop, it's a priest, it's a pope, homosexuality, it's a bishop. Well, they are no shame no more. Because they have a backup person, very important, which is in our government today, to that type of behavior.
Right, and they are no friend to freedom of speech. They're no friend to the Constitution.
No, no anymore, sir.
And the Vatican is no friend. Their choice of government, as shown in Italy, is fascism when they put Mussolini in power.
Yes, yeah. Well, let me tell you what. You know, Everybody looking for Hitler's body. Everybody, well, let me tell you why. And maybe it's the first time that you're going to hear that news. Hitler died in the Vatican, and his body is in the Vatican. That's why nobody found Hitler's body.
Yeah. So you have information that Hitler's body is in the Vatican,
totally
then, right?
There, because the Vatican was the one to give it to Hitler. All the money to massacre the Jewish people.
Right. And now they're doing the same thing with Bush.
It's
I call Bush the American Hitler.
Yes. We have this in the book that Alberto called The Godfather. He explained very well in this book. Godfather. He explained what the Jewish, what Hitler doing with the Jewish people. This very evil religion, let me tell you, for centuries and centuries, because... And between them, they are never agree one each other. They are in the Vatican. Everybody fighting one each other. No unity. The Church of God is totally different. The Church of God have a unity in their spirit.
Right. And here's another thing that people need to think about. And then I want to ask you a couple questions about your husband. But for example, how they operate is that they'll make enemies. See, the enemy, for example, let's say we consider the Middle East an enemy, or we consider Cuba an enemy.
Uh-huh.
Actually, they are working together, and it's a big theater.
You are right.
Where at the top levels, although the people think that these countries are enemies, the top level politicians are all working together. And let me give you an example. Most people don't understand that Fidel Castro is the son of the Catholic Church and has always been working with the Vatican.
Fidel Castro studied to be a Jesuit priest.
Yeah.
Who is the one to put a Fidel Castro there? Catholic, put the Vatican, put Fidel Castro. Who is the one to finance Fidel Castro revolution? the Vatican finance Fidel Castro revolution? Who is the one to finance in Colombia, in South America? The Vatican put all the money to put it brother and sister against one each other.
And a good example is Hugo Chavez. Most people in America will think he's a good guy, but in a sense, he is actually playing his part for the Vatican. I have a picture of him kissing the Pope's ring a year ago. And this idea of this hatred against Bush is calculated. They want him to do this to foment hatred in his country against American people.
Yeah, Chavez is a puppet of the devil.
Chavez,
puppet of the devil in the Vatican game. That's it.
Yeah, and that's what Americans, they need to begin to think differently, because we grew up, and I'll be the first to say this, 20, 30 years ago, no one would be even talking this way, and you were so propagandized that you grow up in a country that you believe in your leaders, you believe in your religious leaders,
yes.
And when you find out that you've been deceived, your first question is, who did it? Who is deceiving me? And when it leads to the Vatican, it really shocks your conscience, mm-hmm. especially if you're a Catholic. But you must believe, you must follow it anywhere it goes, because this is what goodness and truth and God is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so evil that they will try to kill anyone
mm-hmm.
that gets close to this, like your husband. Tell us how his final days, how did they finally kill him?
Well,
and you said 100% he was murdered.
They poisoned him with the same poison that he used in the Vatican to poison many good Christians in Spain. Okay? And they poisoned him in food. They put it. Brother Bishop knows very well. I have a video here with Brother Bishop and I to explain everything. But by the final day that my husband passed away, he know and he say, my dear wife, I know God allowed us to pass away with the way that I passed to prove the whole world, to prove the churches and the pastor and the denomination, the Inquisition is still alive, just only changed formato.
Right, and you said those words need to be heard. The Inquisition is still alive.
It's still alive, yes, sir. You better be careful. If you go to any hospital, they're going to ask you immediately what religion you profess.
Right, and I tell people this, that are on the side of good. For example, several other broadcasters, journalists, so people like Eric Phelps, he'll tell you how he was almost poisoned too. And I make it a point never to go to a hospital, because I probably will never get out.
You, that's right, sir. If you go to the hospital like you do it now, let me tell you, it's happened with Claude Battlefield. It's an ex-Jesuit priest again that I have his book in my hand. It's a book that nobody have it, just only we have it. It's called Nine Journeys from Rome to the New Jerusalem. He was walking out to the Catholic system, and he went back to the hospital to make a test, and he never coming back. They put an injection to him, and they provoked to him a heart attack, and I have this book in my hand. If
and
you want it, sir, I can send it to you.
Yes, I will call you, and I'll give you my post office box, and you
okay.
can send it.
Okay, it's called Night Journey from Rome to the New Jerusalem. Now this is no Alberto to be a Spaniard. Now this is American priest was totally murdered. We published in the book the death of certificate there to put everything the Vatican murdered him. But let me tell you, sir, the Inquisition never stopped. The Inquisition, the Vatican, is like the chameleon. The chameleon changes color.
Right.
Okay?
The chameleon changes colors.
Yeah,
the Inquisition is still here.
It's still more strong than ever, because now the Inquisition has the government without no the government. The government protects the Inquisition.
Right.
The government giving all the right to the religion to persecute a Christian, a woman, a preacher, I say totally to persecute us, because they try to destroy me. And you name it, if we talk more, how they do it to me, how they one day they send the two big men and they hit me, they break my mouth. You never know how hard the Catholic doing and how the Catholic going to try to stop the preaching of the gospel, sir.
Right, and in your personal life, they've tried to destroy you. And I always try to make it clear to people that their goal is basically this: to destroy America, to destroy the Middle East, and to destroy Israel. All three places are going to be in their crosshairs.
Yes,
and their ideas, see, at the top levels, they can manipulate the governments and bring one group against another. And in the end, they want to be in Jerusalem, and they want to destroy Christians, Jews, and Muslims, every one of us. We'll be back with Nuri Rivera in 3 minutes.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call: 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Long time, no see. Short time. Okay, we're back for our final segment with Nuri Rivera. And Nuri, I want to say this from the outset, that I'm going to bring you back for a part two interview, because we have a lot more to discuss, and you are just so brave for coming on and expressing yourself.
I'm open for you and for everybody. I'm really open because, you know, I am not fear, sir. Let me tell you, I am not fear. I am very small woman, but I no fear, because if he cry, it's with me, nobody against me.
That's a good point. And people out here go, how can we defeat these people? And you, until you understand where the root of evil is, and you accept some type of God, your God, to protect you. In your case, you follow Jesus Christ. There are Muslims who think differently, but there are good people from all religions, Jewish, Muslim,
yes, sir,
and Christians. And unless we band together against the evil, they will manipulate all of us. And you're seeing it now. What's really upsetting to me is all of our children are going over into this illegal war, being killed. And then you see all the pictures. I was watching last night with a good friend of mine who's now showing me a number of videos. She's very against the war.
Yes.
And I was basically so upset last night when I see how they're just destroying young children in all countries, correct?
Yeah, but you know what? Who is behind all this? The Vatican. Because the Vatican manipulate George Bush, you know? The Vatican manipulate totally 100% George Bush, and the Vatican is the one to try to put it, United States, everybody hate in Europe, United States, like it happened today. For one day, the Vatican say, you see, United States, I am the only one to make you, the everybody, love you back. To get all United States government in his pocket. It's a liar at the devil, you know? And Bush is totally manipulated at the Vatican.
Right, and then they can use China and Russia to one day destroy us.
Yeah, do you know that when I'm going to Europe, I prefer to say that I am from Dominican Republic and not say no more that I am American?
Right.
Because they really hate us?
Right.
This is Vatican work. The Vatican do it. They looking for, because they know 50 years ago, 20 years ago, everybody loved United States and Europe. But now everybody hate American people in Europe, and this is working at the Vatican, try to destroy ourselves.
Right, and their goal is fascism here completely, and if Americans don't believe it, look at the laws that have been changed. Look at what's happening to our families. So many people are so separated from the truth.
Yes.
We're totally manipulated through their message, and once they control the media like they have at all levels, it's only going to be people like you, Nuri, that know the truth from the inside that can really wake up a lot of people. And I'm so happy we gave out your number. Why don't you give it out again in case, because I know you can talk to anyone. Go ahead.
Yes, and let me tell you, my heart, my life is open for each Catholic, for non, for pre, whatever they want to hear more from me, because I really love them. What I do it today with the persecution the Vatican do it to me, is because I really love Catholic, because I was one of them. My P.O. Box, 391137. Deltona, Florida, 32739. My telephone, 386-574-5604. And I totally open for everybody. I totally open for interview. I don't hide it. I am not, because if Christ is with me, they never gone against me.
Okay, Nuri, we're all out of time. I'm going to call you back for a part two interview. Thank you so much for coming on. Okay, that was Nuri Rivera, the wife of Alberto Rivera, who passed on about 10 years, oh, maybe 15 years ago, and killed by the Vatican and Jesuit order and their minions in this country who are controlling it. We'll be back after this short break.